Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I want to keep most of my complaining and anger today to the field. But I wanted to address really quickly the Sean Taylor ceremony, if we could. And there's a line open if you guys want to hop in, if you're at the game. 800-636-1067. By the way, we're moving game balls and gassers later in the show. There are game balls to be given out. There were some performances worth positively addressing. We'll do that. There are plenty of gassers, obviously, as well. But a lot of people just kind of unsolicited called in. They want events. We're going to let you do that. You can discuss whatever you want. So we'll do game balls and gassers later. I gave the team the benefit of the doubt, you know, against my better judgment all week long, and kind of said, hey, they didn't throw this thing together last second. I think they just botched the rollout really, really badly. I think too highly of some of the people over there, and I just don't think that this was nefarious or evil or whatever. We're past the point of debating that. I don't know what they did and how we got here. So I'm just going to talk about what was. And what was, and I watched the entire ceremony that they streamed, was a ceremony that essentially was crowbarred in at the end of their alumni day. I said, don't do this on alumni day because there's not enough time to do both correctly. I was right. They went the 1960s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. And they addressed for, you know, a couple sentences each decade. Mm-hmm. And by the time that all that ended, they said, and now turn your attention to midfield so you can see the family of Sean Taylor. And they just kind of stood there around a framed 21 jersey. The same kind of look that, by the way, was set up at my wife's tailgate where they had more framed stuff around cars and everything for their 21 tailgate that they planned a day or two ago. And a couple paragraphs were read for 60 or 70 seconds. Now, we're looking at videos of decade-old celebrations of players where they've got graphics they're putting on the field, or it's a night game and they're shining things down on the field that look awesome for Brian Dawkins. You know, there was no speeches. We're wondering all week. You and I were wondering, who's going to run the ceremony? Is it, you know, used to be like a Larry Michael type thing. Does Julie Donaldson leave the radio booth and come down? Or, you know, who is going to actually host this thing? There wasn't a host. There wasn't really anything to host. The guy who says, it's third down, just read a couple sentences about Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
That was the ceremony. So, frankly, I'm just tired of beating them up over this, but there's a lot more meat on the bone if we choose to do it.
Yeah.
Please do better than that the next time you retire a jersey. I don't know what they did for Bobby Mitchell. I'll be honest. I hate to say this, and I should have paid more attention, frankly. He probably deserved that reverence and respect. He wasn't my guy like Sean Taylor was my guy, and that's my own fault. But I paid attention to this one, and it wasn't cool enough or good enough. That looked like something that would happen in King George when they retire Jermon Bushrod's jersey, who I was in eighth grade when he was in high school at the place that I went. They just bring him out with his family with the jersey on the field, and they read a couple sentences about what he did here, and it's 78 seconds long, and then we play more football. So if that was the thing that was planned for months, let's plan better things moving forward. Please and thank you.
Yeah, the photo op in front of all the porta potties for Sean Taylor's Road. The sort of cramming things in. That's what it was. There's no way you'll be able to convince me, even if it was planned for months. First of all, if it was, someone should lose a job over it because it was pathetic. There's no way you'll convince me it was planned for months, though. I'm now to the point where you can't. I think it was as sinister and as poorly attempted. I think it was an attempted deflection from all the things and shenanigans that were going on. But as you said, that doesn't matter today. Just what ultimately does is how bad it looked. And it's hard to, again, give them the benefit of the doubt because they haven't earned it.
Let's go to the phones. Dickie's in Savannah. Hey, Dickie, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up? You got a great barbecue joint, by the way.
What's up, buddy?
We're sitting here, we're talking offense and defense. It doesn't matter. As long as Dan Snyder owns the team, nothing's happening over here. This year, they actually got people hype, and I really bought into it. I don't see them getting anyone hype at all in the next 10 years. It's just, there's not a bright spot. I can't think of one. I feel bad for Terry McLaurin, honestly, because we always have these Jordan Reeds, these Terry McLaurins, these London Fletchers. They stick out, but the team's not going anywhere until Danny Boy sells it. And I think the only way to do it is we got to stop buying merchandise, unfollow them on social media, and just stop going. I feel bad. The alumni should boycott it in general.
I don't think necessarily the alumni has to boycott it. I mean, this is their opportunity to go see their buddies and to, you know, be celebrated for a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that they put in. So I'm not going to put this evil on them. They haven't created this.
Sure, yeah.
And they shouldn't have to pay the price for it. You know, I got to thinking, though, at the initial part of that call, there really was an authentic, actual excitement about this team.
Mm-hmm.
In mostly, I would say, Ron Rivera's messaging and following him and believing in Rivera. You couldn't say anything negative about him as recently probably as a month ago or 5 weeks ago without people calling you a hater and saying, "In Ron, we trust." Those people are gone. I don't know where they are. They might come back, or maybe they've just flipped. I don't really know. But there was an actual juice and a buzz that we don't normally get about this team that I would say, potentially, is really hard to generate in the future, and that could be long-lasting and damaging. If not for, they are unveiling a new name this offseason. They are coming out with a new logo. So this is their, I think they got two shots at this left. That's it, by the way. They got the logo and the name, that's one, and they got a new stadium in a handful of years. Those are your last two bites at the apple if you're Dan Snyder. If they weren't rolling out a new name this year, maybe it's a good thing they slow played it. Like, if they had a new name, just think about it.
And we're just calling them the Commanders right now.
Yeah, if they were the Commanders right now playing like this with the DEA raid at their building, botching the Sean Taylor thing, all the stuff that's happened, and they're the Commanders and they got nothing coming this offseason, they are done. It is over. Dead in the water. But because they got this thing coming up still this offseason,
that's a good point.
It'll give you one more chance to try to get everyone excited again and buying their new merch, coming out to the stadium, and it's a new fresh coat of paint. It's a different thing, and leave the Washington football team behind. I mean, so much, by the way, for you know, the new name being synonymous with like good things because they won the division.
Hey, you want to keep that now?
And we'll want to change it from Commanders, I'm sure, in 5 years.
Yeah, every time they lose, memories. You want to change the name? It'll be every season.
800-636-1067. I want to hear from some of you guys that were at the game on Grant and Danny. Terry McLaurin, the aforementioned star wide receiver, who that caller feels bad for, is on this show today at 4 o'clock right here on The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.